Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Bump, bump, bump. Alice, 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Bridge the Gap. Gen X versus Gen Z trivia with special guest stars from our amazing radio family is coming up at 7 o'clock. Don't forget about our homework assignment for Bob's Movie Club. It's the movie The Family Stone, which is like it's a holiday movie, Christmassy specifically, right? So we're getting into that. It's, you know, after this weekend, watch all your horror movies this weekend and then next week get your homework done for next Thursday. Be ready to let us know what you think of The Family Stone. If you're wondering what Halloween movie you should watch, what horror movie is going to do it for you specifically, People Magazine's got you. This is the one you should watch based on your zodiac sign. And I did put the whole one, it probably won't go through the whole list, but we'll it's up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Are you Aries?
I am Aries, yes.
You are Friday the 13th.
Okay.
The film's high energy and intensity resembles that of this fire sign. High energy and intensity. Well, oh, you're also an Aries, aren't you?
True.
Yeah. I'm a Scorpio. Mine was Halloween. The film takes place during Scorpio season. And Michael Myers embodies the sign's tenacity because he's basically unstoppable. Unstoppable.
Wait, is it almost your birthday?
Yeah.
When is it?
November 19th.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
What's going to happen?
That's right. Not everyone knows when my birthday is. That's so weird.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Nothing's going to happen. It's you know when you can celebrate? When I turn 100. That's when we'll celebrate. John's a Virgo. He's Ghostbusters. That's perfect for him.
Is it?
Goofy. The problem solvers of the Zodiac. He is. This Earth sign is practical, smart, and resourceful. And the Ghostbusters crew, their approach is very Virgo-in, they say here. When is Christina's, what's her sign?
My mom and Christina are mid-February. I don't know what the sign is. Is that Aquarius?
Is that the second one? Hold on. Maybe they do it. So there's Capricorn is like January. Aquarius, yes. If you're, they're both around.
The 11th and the 14th.
Oh, your mom was born on Valentine's Day?
Yes, she was.
Oh.
Yeah, they're both Aquarius.
Okay. They're The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, I like that.
The perfect movie for innovative and quirky Aquarius placements. Jack's eternal longing for progress is classic Aquarius. What about Susan?
Susan is a Libra.
Well, Libra. The Rocky Horror Picture Show. Oh, that is awesome.
That's perfect.
Libras can be as over the top and scandalous.
I don't think he's actually seen that.
Oh.
I heard there's a theater on Balboa Street, I think, like in the Richmond,
yeah,
where the last Sunday of every month they do a Rocky Horror Picture Show screening.
Oh, that's great.
And I've been dying to go, but I haven't made it yet.
It's very interactive. It's and people really are fun. Into it.
You bring a bag of stuff with you. Actually, go to the first one without anything and just enjoy the show because everyone's going to know what to do.
Yeah.
And everyone's, it's so fun.
Oh, I need to do that.
It's fun. And the music's great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's Libra. So if you're a Libra, even if you're not a Libra, go see the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Let's see. I'll grab a couple more here just really quickly. Taurus is Scream. Gemini is Hocus Pocus, which is the movie that we were forced to watch the other day.
You know what? That's on at my house on repeat for the last week, if not longer.
As it should be.
My oldest loves it. And it's another one of those, I think,
like a comfort
movie. It's kind of a Nona thing, like that whole, I just want to watch, I know where the scares are. I don't have to worry about it. It's fun. I think she likes it for that reason.
Cancer is, it's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Leo is Halloween Town. Virgo's Ghostbusters, Libra, Rocky Horror, Scorpio, Halloween. Sagittarius is Beetlejuice. That's a good one. My mom's a Sagittarius.
I recently rewatched that. It's good.
You went back and watched the original in order to watch the second one?
I'm still wondering if I even watched the second one yet, but I watched the first one and I was reminded how small movies used to be. Like, you just know you're on a set.
Yeah. Like, it almost feels like a play the way it's set up.
Here we are. We're on a little set.
Right.
And then when they go out into the town, it's like, it feels like a little, bless you, it feels like a little back lot set. You know, like there's just a couple houses and they go down this little hill across a bridge, which ultimately ends up being their doom. Spoiler alert. Sorry about that.
Mm.
But anyway, it's movies used to be very tiny.
Capricorn is the Addams Family. Which when did that was not that long ago that movie came out, right?
I feel like there's a bunch of different ones. Which one are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. The one that, I don't know, maybe like in the early 2000s or something?
There was one from 1991.
Oh, maybe that's the one I'm thinking
And
of.
Then I think they redid it in 2019.
Oh.
And I believe Sandler did a version of it in cartoon, which my kids watch a lot.
And then Pisces. Aquarius was The Night Before Christmas, and Pisces is Casper.
Hmm. Just regular old Casper.
There was a Casper movie. I don't know when that was either. Casper was just a cartoon that we used to watch when we were kids.
I grew up on Casper Meets Wendy with Hilary Duff.
That would be a perfect question for
well, now I know. Yeah, Hilary Duff is in, yeah, I know that now. Phew. Yeah. Ask that.
Yeah.
I have never heard of that, by the way, like at all. You would have just stumped me again.
I know, exactly.
I had nothing.
I'm a little bit, after last week's questions, she went like obscure. I felt like she,
Gogurt
Bob.
Is as mainstream as it gets.
Well, that's the one we almost got.
Maybe they're a little easier this week then.
Okay. Mine are just, I feel like they're solid, gettable questions, but who knows? Maybe they're too easy. Just quickly, I wanted to add this in. Lex Luthor is donating his kidney. Jesse Eisenberg, who plays currently Lex Luthor, he is donating his kidney to a person in need. Jesse Eisenberg, you probably know him from like The Social Network, and he's Lex Luthor in the extended universe in DC Comics. He was Mark Zuckerberg in The Social Network.
What are those other movies? Now You See Me?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Those are great. I like
those. He just robbed the Louvre.
Yes, he did. All right. That was a solid heist. Jesse is donating his kidney in mid-December. He says, I'm doing an altruistic donation. It's essentially risk-free and so needed.
Risk-free?
I know, it's a major surgery. He says, I think people will realize it's a no-brainer if you have time and inclination. An altruistic donation is a non-directed living donation. It's when someone donates an organ to a stranger that's selected by medical compatibility.
He was
a match for someone and he was like, yeah, I'll do it. And since he's doing it through the National Kidney Foundation's Family Voucher Program, his whole family will be prioritized if any of them ever need a kidney donation. He also added that he enjoys donating blood. He said, I just have so much blood in me and I feel like I should spill it. I really like doing it, and I don't know why. I got like bitten by the blood donation bug. I love it.
That's great.
It is great. What a giver. He doesn't have to. I mean, nobody has to. Unless they're your best friend.
Having a couple
always
bucks
will be.
Does help you in this way. Like, he's got some time. He's got some money. That doesn't mean, you know, there's plenty of people with some time and some money who don't do this. So it's very good. But it certainly, you know, someone who's working, I don't know, 9 to 9 is kind of less likely to be always running out and giving their blood and right. their kidney away.
Don't really have time for the prep, the surgery, and the recovery of getting cut almost completely in half to give you one of my kidneys. What's coming up in the news, Vin? That was a very nice ding. So gentle.
I know.
What's going on with you?
Well, I'm very busy trying to get ready for all the things that are happening on today's show, including my costume and the word of the year after these.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Ghostbusters! Ghostbusters! Woo! Ghostbusters. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I see we're putting our costumes on. Is that what's happening here?
Looks like we're putting them on one piece at a time. By 9 a.m., he'll be fully dressed.
Yeah. Looking good in that wig,
oh,
my
boy.
Friend. Turn it. Go like
I
this.
Think just push it back.
Push
a little,
it backwards in your. There you go. Pull it. Pull it down. Push it up a little bit. Oh
wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
wait,
Vinny.
That looks
wow.
great.
Yeah. It's Vinny is putting on. It's a redheaded wig. Is that?
You can't
like
even
Auburn.
Tell it's a wig, can you?
No, you can't at all.
Honestly,
looks completely. Leave
looks
that
so
on.
Good.
Damn, it looks amazing. Should wear that. When we have all our guests in.
I can't do news with that hat on. I mean, that hair on.
Coming up on the fives all day long and starting at 7:05, we have your chance to win 4 packs of tickets for the Disneyland Resort. And coming up at 7, we're going to be playing Bridge the Gap.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. The toughest pets, the ones you don't see. Drywood termites quietly damage your home. ATCO Pest Control makes termite control easy and lasting. Visit atcopestcontrol.com and mention Sarah and Vinny for 10% off this month.
And thank you for mentioning us. Wow.
That's
atcopestcontrol.com.
All right, here's what's happening on this. Happy Halloween, everyone.
Thank you.
We appreciate you being here. Thank you. Mostly sunny skies this weekend with temps in the mid-70s, pushing 80 by Sunday.
Incredible.
Tonight's sunset will be about 10 after 6.
Okay.
Last light, about 6:45. So if you're looking for that, I need it to be pitch dark when I walk out the front door.
You head out at about 7.
You're good by 7.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right.
World Series Game 6 is tonight. LA must win in Toronto, 5 p.m. game time. Also, the Niners are in New York versus the Giants on Sunday. 10 a.m. game time. Go Niners.
Go Niners.
Your first story here is the word of the year.
I like it.
As declared by dictionary.com. And it's a Gen Alpha slang term with no definition.
Gen Alpha.
What is the Gen Alpha slang term with no definition, Sarah?
6'7".
It is 6'7".
Oh! Oh! Wow!
6'7".
I hate to be that person, but that's not a word.
Agreed.
I agree. And I don't. I think they're a little hasty on adding it to the dictionary.
As a young man, young person, we used to use huckabuck interchangeable everywhere. Mm. Also,
it was like a whatchamacallit.
There's another one that we use that I often, you might have heard me say it until someone told me exactly what it means and why you can't use that on the radio. But it, meanwhile, that's another one that I really fall back to. 6'7", I know what it is.
What is
I hear my kids say, no, it's nothing. But I mean, I've heard it. I have little kids. They love it. If someone says 6 in class, the whole class starts going 6'7", 6'7". Like they all, and every teacher's got to be like, oh my God.
I would tell you that your kids should watch the episode of South Park that's all about 6'7", except that, you know, Trump's nude during the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm not.
So I just really feel like.
I realize a lot of parents are out there making sure their kids understand who they need to. We are this side of that argument. And I'm not against that, but I'm trying to let my kids just be kids.
Yep.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Yep.
So, yes, 6'7" is a thing. Your kids are using it regularly. If you don't have those, then you're like, what the are you guys talking about?
Yeah.
The word of the year for 2025 is 6'7", a slang term the kids can't stop using, the one that's driving the teachers crazy. The irony is that it's meaningless. It has no specific thing. There is, they say, the origin might be from a song called Doot Doot by rapper Skrilla. There is video of him talking about 6'7", and he likes to cuss a lot. So we can't play that for you at all.
But they say that may be where the credit lies.
He really can't explain what it means and cusses his way through the video of him saying, yeah, it's just, you know, I'm a rapper. I'm doing, I don't know how, I can't help you with it because there's too much cussing.
It just it rhymed with the thing I was trying to work into my rap. We've
talked about that many times. Mm. Sometimes lyrically, people say what they can.
Right.
Because it's going to sound good when they sing it.
Yep.
Or rap it. Anyway, it's a viral, ambiguous slang term, largely nonsensical unless you're a teacher. In that case, it's on your last nerve. Because anytime you say 7, the whole class goes 6'7". They do say that it could kind of possibly be used as
just a way to annoy teachers.
So-so, or maybe this, maybe that, right. Little of this, little of that.
6'7".
6'7". Okay, now you know. You don't need to, I understand, but now you do. Can a weight loss and diabetes drug treat long COVID?
Oh, interesting.
New scripts. This drug is like.
This is the GLP one.
It got me off the booze or I've lost 40 pounds and look better than I've ever looked.
Or it helped with my diabetes.
And now, right.
And my heart conditions improved.
New scripts research trial will explore the effects of Lilly's GLP-1 drug on reducing the symptoms of the debilitating disease long COVID.
Sheesh.
Yet another use. Apparently, I'm jumping in the story here. Yeah. Give me one second. Apparently, they say there's an estimated 20 million Americans and 400 million people worldwide.
Currently using these drugs?
No, currently with long COVID.
Oh.
What was the number?
20 million Americans, 400 million people worldwide.
Caught it and it just lingers.
Long COVID, the debilitating chronic condition, affects 20 million Americans and 400 million people worldwide. So if this multi-use drug can help you with that, hand it over, right?
Right.
I'll take it. It's weird. That's a give yourself the shot, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, grown-ups, I understand we usually can stomach things like this, but...
They have a little, it's like a little trigger. It's a tiny needle, it's a little trigger thing.
Mm.
I know lots of people on it.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. All right. Well, if they have long COVID, tell them
I will.
Help is on the way.
You know who has, or had, I haven't talked to him about it recently, but Paul Mercurio, longtime friend of the show. He's been on our show many times, and he was suffering years after. He got it. He lives in New York City and got it in the first wave.
And had long COVID for years.
Yeah, he was suffering for a long time. I've talked to him recently, but it didn't come up. So I don't know what the status is. Maybe he's just living with it. I don't know.
Well, what choice do you have? I mean, that was the story about Dave Navarro. He stepped away from his band Jane's Addiction for years because he wasn't picking up his instrument and was just stuck in the house with long COVID.
Mm.
And I guess he's recovered. And then, of course, the tour blew up for different reasons.
Yep.
But anyway, this is a new one.
Okay.
If you're on your phone too much, and most of us will probably admit to some extent that we are, and we've either taken corrective measures to deal with that, whether it's you get home and put it away.
Mm-hmm.
I was out to lunch with my friend Deepak Wednesday?
Yep.
And he was saying he makes his boys put their phones downstairs before they go up for bed. And I thought, that's the move.
That is the move.
Got to do it or they'll be in bed all night.
Yep.
Picking it up, putting it back down.
Right. Anytime a notification comes in, it's just so disruptive.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to go to sleep, you're going to go to sleep.
A guy in California has launched a Kickstarter for a new iPhone case that weighs 6 pounds. The idea is it's so heavy that you won't use it as much.
I like it.
He got the idea by strapping his iPhone to a 5-pound dumbbell to cure his iPhone addiction.
It's actually a great idea.
The dumbbell version didn't work because it blocked his camera, so it was just too easy to remove he had to remove the phone too often and it just didn't stay. But the general idea sprang out of that, which is make a phone case that's super heavy. The official version that he made is 6 pounds of stainless steel.
Whoa.
If you want to remove the case, you have to use an Allen wrench.
Oh.
And remove 4 different screws. Addiction. It is one of those weird, I mean, anyone who's addicted will tell you I've admitted this many times. I'd get a pack of cigarettes. I'd go, okay, I'm just going to have the one. I'm going to break all these others and throw them in the trash. And I have the one cigarette on the side yard in shame, shame.
Shame.
There I am. But I go, all right, that's it. I'm done. I'm going back in the house. This is it. I'm never smoking again.
I'm done with it.
And then there I am putting cigarettes back together from the trash. Like some of them are ruined because I poured stuff on them. But I find a couple things that I can piece together. And that's addiction.
I feel that so acutely.
Yeah, that's addiction. And so in this case, yes, you might find the Allen wrench and then unscrew just because you're like, I gotta.
6 pounds is more than you think. Too. It's that, like, having that in your purse would be hard. You're not slipping that phone in your pocket. I don't know how enormous this thing is anyways. You're not slipping it into a back pocket either way, but that's a lot of weight. And I kind of like this. I feel like if you put that on your kids' phones, it's narrower than you think. It is longer than the phone itself and has large ends. It almost looks like a barbell.
Right.
He's having a two-hand of that thing. For some people, that'll be the thing that helps them break out of it. And if you put that on your kids and they don't know about Allen wrenches, there you go. There you go. Sure, take it anywhere you want.
He's raised almost $17,000. The goal is $75,000. So if he reaches it, there'll be a new 6-pound phone case made of stainless steel to help keep you from fingering your phone.
It's got some
all the time, every
edges.
Minute of every day. Yeah.
Like that is, you
it's not going in your pocket.
Drop it on your foot. That is going to hurt. I don't know. I feel like there's some liability issues here.
It's really definitely like you cannot put this in your pocket.
No.
You would have to have a bag or some kind of
specific
or leave it
case,
behind.
Right.
So
like a holster.
That's why I like the watch, because it can keep me in touch if something's going on
there's
at work
emergency
or some people
or,
gotta tell me, oh, I'm sick, we're off tomorrow, whatever. I've got my watch and I can get that stuff. But I can't look at Instagram. Mm-hmm. And then it's that knee-jerk moment where you pick it up without even thinking. And you might even realize a minute or two later, like, I just had been looking at that and then I picked it up again as if time passed.
Right.
What's happening to me?
Addiction.
Everyone. Yeah. That's what's happening to you.
How sad that we have to go to these lengths to keep ourselves off our phone. Like that's quite a commitment if you were going to do that.
It's interestingly,
6 pounds.
The phone has become so useful, and it's not even useful as a phone. It's useful as the way you get directions, the way you stay in touch with people via text, and the way you stay hot on it, you know, your social media. I got to post.
Right.
My people are waiting.
Everyone needs to know.
Right.
How much does a gallon of water weigh?
3 pounds.
I'm picturing it. 2.5.
A U.S. liquid gallon of water, the one you grab to have a gallon jug, weighs 8.34 pounds.
That's so heavy. Wow, I'm so strong.
I know. I didn't either. I figured it was probably around 3 or 4 pounds.
You remember when I fell at the skate park it's 13 something years ago.
Yeah.
Because I think I'm a hot shot and I cannot skateboard for 30 years and drop right in and get some air, bro.
You originally thought you hurt your wrist, but then it turned out long term it was
my
shoulder.
My shoulder was mangled and it took a long time to get back to normal. Thankfully, I didn't get surgery and it did. I'm healed.
Mm-hmm. Knock wood.
But when I went into like rehab this thing, the lady grabs these 2-pound weights, these pink things, and goes, this is what we'll be working with. And I'm going, come on. I know I'm not in the shape I once was, but can we go to the fivers? And she's like, that's not what we're doing here.
Yeah.
We're doing these little teeny incremental movements. So weird, but I just wouldn't have seen. What did you say? 6 pounds?
8.34 pounds.
I just didn't see it.
It's right. Funny because I feel like your body knows what to expect when you pick up a gallon. You know how much that's going to weigh. But now to put a number to it, I'm like, holy crap.
But your phone almost weighing that?
I know.
Because we do pick up the milk and put it down. We don't carry it.
Right.
You put it in your cart or you pour your cereal milk and then you put it back.
Right.
Carrying that. Yes.
And it takes some, you know, it weighs 8 pounds.
Speaking of 800-400-3697. Happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. We got a lot of texts about 6-7.
Okay.
925 says, at least I know they're paying attention when they say 6-7, a college professor.
Does he slide in a 6?
No, I know, right? I didn't know that people that old were doing it. Morning. I work in an elementary school. I'm dressed as 6 and my coworker is 7. Should be a fun day.
Oh, that's adorable.
Happy Halloween from April.
Happy Halloween, April.
And we were talking about how Halloween you should have the day off after.
Yeah.
This person's school district always makes the day after Halloween a teacher in service day. So the kids get the day off, but the teachers have to work. But since Halloween's on a Friday this year, the kids are off today.
My kids were off Thursday and Friday.
That's incredible.
Sick. I love that.
Great. It is great.
That's amazing.
They're with Nona
right now. I wish it happened when I was in school.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Oh, that's how it should be.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Disneyland tickets, your first chance today. Plus, we're going to play a round of Bridge the Gap with some very special guests.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.